The crow perched. It ricocheted slightly left and upward after taking a bite of stone, then caught the squawking, flapping bird squarely. Black feathers exploded. The earth shook. This was a big one. I went down. Most of the others did too. Animals bleated and bellowed. Yuang Bao yammered at one another. The plane seemed to shimmer and wobble around us. Lady strode up, balance perfect, to all appearances completely unperturbed. But she kicked old Weezer so hard he flipped over.
You idiot. You may have just killed us all.
She slammed her hands onto her hips, studied the injured pillar. She didn't look like a woman who was convinced that she was about to die. Suddenly, she turned and shouted, "Get those animals under control! Whatever you do, don't let them run out of the circle!" A bullock became supper because he was determined to run for it. People took Lady's orders literally. The plane heaved one more time, then a stillness gathered. For several seconds there were no sounds and nothing moved.
"Look,"
somebody said, murdering the silence. Part of the distant fortress appeared to be sliding down. In time, a remote rumble reached us long after a cloud obscured the place. Weezer coughed.
"Shit! Did I do that?"
Chapter 104. Lady was all business. She snapped orders. Men scurried off in search of her shopping list of apparently unrelated items. I strolled around the perimeter while waiting to learn what she was doing. Other than the settling dust in the distance, this site was identical to the last. When I got to the road leading south, I found a place to set the standard waiting. I took advantage. I went back to Lady and watched over her shoulder while she concocted a rusty-colored dust that swirled in a small, lazy wind witch in front of her. She considered it for a moment, then sent it splashing against the invisible barrier protecting us from the plane. It behaved like a liquid then. It ran down the barrier, defining it clearly. It also defined, as clearly as imminent death, the holes Weezer's fireballs had opened. And the sun was charging the horizon. Weezer garnered some black looks. His hacking got worse, but nobody offered any sympathy. Lady kept everybody too busy to turn ugly. The flock of crows returned for a second pass, this time laughing all the way. They circled once, then fled northward for good. Lady's way of dealing with the deadly holes was not dramatic. She employed no great gaudy sorceries. She took Weezer's ragged leather jacket away from him, cut chunks out of it, wadded them up and plugged the holes. Then she used some minor spell to cement them there. Even she didn't seem sure that her fix was a good answer. She snagged Weezer's shoulder and dragged him to a particular spot facing the damaged barrier. "Right here, and don't move. All night. If anything gets through, your screams will warn the rest of us." Bam. She slammed him down. Not a good idea to get her mad at you. As I moved back to where Taide had settled, I overheard murmured prayers from men who seldom behaved as though gods were anything but nuisances. There is that about the company. You see little evidence of religion. For most of us, all spirituality